The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. Oh my goodness gracious, it's August already. Where's 2019 going? I feel like just the other day we were just celebrating the new year. Yeah, I'm not lying to you. It is the 1st of August, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, we're going to get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Chrome 76 has arrived and it said goodbye to Flash. Yes, now available for Windows, Mac OS, and of course Linux. Chrome 76 is completely blocking Flash, which we have to say, yes, thank you very much. It's about time. Particularly for those of us out there that are very concerned about our privacy and security. Other things we're seeing in Chrome 76, it's easier to install PWAs, that's progressive web apps now, from Chrome's Omnibar. Plus, there's tweaks to developer tools, not to mention 43 security fixes for this release. So if you're a Chrome user, you haven't upgraded yet, go do it! What's taking you so long? Well, Spotify's pretty happy nowadays. They've got a subscriber base now of up to 108 million people. Not to mention monthly users are at about 232 million. Now, Spotify's actually saying a lot of this growth is to do with podcasts. Yes. You might remember Spotify did do a little investing in the podcasting business. It looks like it might be paying off for them now. And those of you who don't remember, remember Gimlet Media and Anchor? Yeah. They purchased those, and those are tools that let creators build, publish, and monetize podcasts. All in all, Spotify says they're going to invest about $500 million in the podcasting business, and their ultimate goal is to at least have about 20% of people that are using Spotify be listening to podcasts on their platform. Hey, Vizio users, got a TV from 2016 up till now? But you might have noticed a little something. Apple's AirPlay 2 is ready for you. Yes, they've launched support for Apple's AirPlay 2. And with that, you can now get content from your iOS or Mac up there on your big old screen, depending how big it is. Not only do you get AirPlay 2, HomeKit's included as well. Yes, the HomeKit integration will allow you to control your TV using Apple's Home app, or you can actually control it with Siri's voice commands. Now, Vizio started rolling out the update right now. It's actually SmartCast 3.0 software, giving you full support for both HomeKit and AirPlay 2. Now, if you're not seeing the update yet, don't panic. It's one of these things where Vizio's slowly rolling it out. It really depends on just how old your TV is. And finally, speaking of Apple, are you a diehard fanboy? You think you've got it all? Well, now you can show everybody you got it all thanks to the Apple Card. It's a new month, and that means a new credit card for you. Yes, an Apple credit card had been talked about for quite a while. Then we finally heard about it's coming, and today is the day. Well, maybe not. At least according to Tim Cook, it will be launching this month. In fact, the employees have actually been beta testing the card. Wonder if the employees also got some free credit, too. Now, mind you, it's going to be available in two forms. Digital form, of course, and you'll also have a physical card that you can whip out and say, oh yeah, I love Apple. I'm completely in debt because of all their products. Here's my card to prove it. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, our website. That is where you can find all of our wonderful podcasts over there, including The News Show, Mac Show, Big Show, and so many more. You can also give us a like, too, on our Facebook page, British Tech Network, which, by the way, when we have live shows, particularly Mac or Big Show, they'll be streaming live over there, too, on our Facebook page. If Facebook ain't your thing and you just love Twitter so much, well, we're there, too, tweeting stuff out at British Tech. But our main place, you gotta be. Come on in and join. We'd love for you to be a part of our community over at our Slack room. You can find us there at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Friday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having a great Thursday. Hope your August is starting off great for you, too. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.